everybody. It's Marvel Movie News. My name is Matt Cage. Today we're talking about Logan. We're talking about Legion. We're talking about Punisher, Spider-Man, and Thor, and so much more. Just stay right there, and we will be tickety-boo right back.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now... here's Popcorn Talk.
Yeah, I think that Ryan has been actually, like, I think maybe I'm getting the hang of it.
I'm going to give that best one. I'm going to give that full credit.
That was great.
Right? Right? Well, I mean.
Intro'd.
Markia just, like, she's always, like, so inspirational. I'm always, like, I look at her before I go, I'm like, Markia could do this, so can I.
How
would
Markia make this work? I'll do that.
I'll do that. Anyway, we're almost a minute into the show, and I'm just slapping myself on the back. All right, let's get into it. We are the Marvel Movie News.
Yourself on the back.
Skeet, Scott, Scoop.
Like, self-flagellation by way of compliment. Like, slapping myself
slurp,
on the back.
Slurp!
Good job!
Like the WWF of congratulations. No, WWE. I guess I said that wrong.
Welcome
it's
the coffee. Welcome to 2016, Matt.
Yeah, WWE.
Yeah. We are the Marvel Movie News. This is episode 104, coming to you live from Department K in the Adirondack Mountains, where we tell you all the news from all the studios and why you should be as excited as we are. Subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News, or find us at youtube.com/Popcorn Talk Network. Also find us through the Popcorn Talk website, popcorntalknetwork.com, or on Twitter at Marvel News BTN, or at the Popcorn Talk. You can also find us on facebook.com/Marvel News Show. Do people, like, do we still need to say, like, .com, like facebook.com? I feel like that's so, like, I'm an old man. I'm like, all right, so you're going to go to http://.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm of the other mind. If it's really popular social media, you don't have to put the .com. It's like, you don't say twitter.com.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, facebook.com. Like, oh, is it not .gov or .org? Like, oh, okay.
Perhaps .net.
Yeah.
Is it a network of Facebooking? Because I'm looking...
Anyway, I think I'm going to take that out of the script, because I'm a little bit like Ron Burgundy in that way. Anyway, guys, if you'll tweet a link out to the show with a message telling people about the live chat, Doom will retweet you from his booth. Are you in Latveria today, Doom?
Doom is venturing over to East Los Angeles.
Oh. I wonder why.
Oh, goodness.
I'm looking for a man in a charger. Any tips, you can call 1-555-DOOM. It'll get there. Don't worry about
it. 1-555 dooming it up. That's your phone number, right? Dooming it up.
Doom, are you maskless today?
What? Look at that.
No one can see Doom.
Hirsute man.
The face of Doom.
Oh, I saw the face of Doom, and it was glorious.
Glorious.
The Doom camera is not set up yet, but later.
Glorious Doom and terrifying, like a supernova. It will destroy me, but it's beautiful. I'm Matt Key at the Matt Key. We've got Koy Jandro at CoyJandreau, and Markia McCarty. Please say it for me one more time.
It's at MarkeiaMccarty.
God, it's going to take me like another year to get it down, but okay. I'll get it.
So a year from today.
Yeah, because it literally took me a year to finally get Koy's down.
It's true. It's a very recent thing, and that's why I'm always like, oh yeah, that's a good thing.
We got it. We've also got Doom in the booth, and we've also got Colt Badeau tweeting from the Star Jammer. As usual, he's our social media manager. Thank you, Colt, for doing all the work that you do. Before we jump into the news, anything? We good? We want to move? We want to roll?
I'll close out with some plugs. I got some stuff at the end.
Yeah, and a birthday shout out or two. Yeah,
all right. Good. Fart. That's me and the mic. All right. I had coffee.
This is your
mad
on coffee, by the way. Yeah. The spiky hair and the farts are like.
Wait, is my hair spiky?
Oh, it's majestic. They're loving your hair. Yeah.
Oh, are they really?
Spiky
What's it
hair.
Doing?
You're half peacock. Oh, it's fantastic.
All right, yeah. Whatever. If Brittany were here, she'd be like, man, your hair. all right. My future wife. In like 3 weeks, my wife.
That's real soon, man.
That's crazy. And then I go to Japan. You guys are going to have to do the show in November without
me.
For like 2 weeks,
just
probably.
Just get Dr. Strange deal out, though, because there's no way to cover the excitement you're going to feel.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah. By the way, before we start, fan who tweeted this at me and then I met at the VIP experience in Burbank, I apologize if I forgot your name. Please retweet at me so I can put you in like our Marvelite Hall of Fame. But he told me about... So I knew that Dr. Strange was coming to DCA, Disneyland, California Adventure. And I knew they were doing like a special sneak screening of it. Or not sneak screening, but like sneak peek sort of thing. And he went on opening day and they were giving out medallions. And I knew that they were doing that, but I was like, oh man, I hope like they keep doing it. So I went on Sunday and they were out. And I was like, hey, I'm a big fan. If you have any left, I would love that. And they're like, we don't have any. I was like, it's cool. It's totally cool. they're like, how big of a fan are you? And I was like, well, here's my phone, here's my wallet, here's my watch. Like, they're like, oh my. So you're
my tattoo.
Here's my hairbrush.
Here's my iMagamoto.
Sir, not at Disneyland. You asked.
Why do you ask questions to which you already know the answer?
Right, Patrick Stewart as Professor X. So they're like, wow, you're a big fan. So I go inside. I'm looking at the Cloak of Love, like the Doctor Strange outfit. And as I'm waiting there, this nice lady who works at Disney named Elise came up to me and said, hey, here you go. And she had this in waiting for me. So fan from Twitter who I ran into at the VIP experience, remind me who you are, please. And then I got one of my own because they had a couple left over, and she gave me one. Her name was Elise. If you're at Disney and you go to the California Adventure to see the Doctor Strange thing, look for Elise and give her a hug and tell her that I sent you. So anyway, let's get into it. Skip it now. Logan, first look at Stephen Merchant. That's how you pronounce it in Britain, right?
That's clear. Yeah.
Right. Stephen Merchant as Caliban. So first of all, let's just say, Fox Studios is killing with the marketing again.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, their Marvel, whatever they're doing, is, like, this whole Weapon X thing, it must be.
Like, I mean, obviously, I know how movies work. It is a separate team, but I feel like they need to be more involved in the movie.
Yeah.
Is what I mean. Like, yeah.
Because they're doing such a good job telling us about things, getting us interested.
Because X-Men Apocalypse marketing so good.
Yeah.
X-Men Apocalypse movie.
So bad.
So a movie.
Not so bad. Not so bad.
So a thing that happened.
Different from the marketing.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
Yeah.
Way to say face.
Yeah.
Different from the marketing.
I didn't say anything negative, but it wasn't the marketing.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. Anyway, look at that. Like, Caliban. Like, he looks so, like, I love, like, I mean, he looks a little bit like Powder from 1995, but but still, like, I'm on board. Like, I love Stephen Merchant.
No, he's brilliant.
But that picture, I love that. You kind of see, like, Callisto come out of the background.
Yeah, oh my God. And how about this picture? Like, with the, like, did you guys see this one? He's wearing, like, a wide-brimmed hat and, like a mask.
Comic actor from that looks like him in the 80s.
Yeah, right?
Man.
Dude, so cool.
People are reading comics and making movies.
I know. And it's exciting. So, but here's what's going on, is that every single day, the WPO... No, W, what is it? I've got it written down here. I'm going to...
.com, .gov.
Yes.
No, it's the Weapon X. It's the Weapon
X. Is it .biz?
.biz, .biz, yeah. .biz, .de. No, it's the Weapon X Instagram. I'm forgetting exactly what... I think it's just WPONX is the Instagram title. But every single day, they've been putting out a different picture. And sometimes it's like, whoa! And sometimes it's like, oh, that's interesting. Like, they show like a rest stop... They showed it. They had a picture of like prom.
The severed arm,
aftermath.
With the shotgun.
Yeah. And they're just saying like, with the shotgun. Yeah. And they're only saying like one or two words, like one of them, Donald, like Pierce or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's just one word picture. Figure it out from there.
We got one this morning.
No, I know. And I forgot to put that in the rundown, but thank you for pulling it if you can. But yeah, so they've released two of Stephen Merchant as Caliban. We just saw those. Doom is pulling this one that they released today that's just titled Reaver, which is just like, we've heard the rumors and we haven't really seen any synopses or anything, but like, look at that. Like, it's hard to see it on our screen here. We've got lights on our faces and everything, but if you zoom in and look really close at the arm and everything, you can see like cybernetic enhancements on his arms, or at least like his suit looks like it's like enhanced in some way. And so like, we've got like cybernetically enhanced humans trying to wipe out mutants, going up against Wolverine and Professor X, whose powers are diminished.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, it's very, very, very much, this is just Logan. Like, he's got his claws and his healing factor, but not quite what it was, and he's much older, so he's having a harder time defeating these guys who are, like, really... pretty terrible.
For a cool Western, man. All these characters have such a great,
it's a good way to put it.
Yeah, with the black and white. Yeah. I wonder how look close they're going to stick to old man Logan, though. I mean, is he not going to use his claws? You know, that kind of thing?
Oh my God. I hope that it would be like he's afraid to pop his claws.
Mm-hmm.
And if they did anything close to what old man Logan was with that whole reveal, I don't want to say it because if you haven't read it, go read it. It's honest to God.
And prepare to cry.
Yeah, it's honest to God. It's up there with like that. Like the Thunderbolts reveal, like oh my God, it's Baron Moore, like or not Baron Zemo, like that. That's one of the big reveals, like one of the bigger reveals in comic history. The Wolverine Old Man Logan reveal is fantastic. It's fantastic.
The current run also is amazing. Yeah. Like, the title of the ongoing is so good.
It's Bendis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
always just singing his praises, but if other people real comics is good, I'd sing theirs too.
Yeah. So we don't have a lot of time today. Sorry, guys. So we're going to be moving a little fast through some of this stuff. But I do want to point out comicbook.com actually had a really cool point that they raised. The Instagram posts that Weapon X posts all go up at 10:23 every day. 10 Roman numeral
X 23.
So now the question is, on the 23rd, are we going to get a weapon like an X-23 reveal or a trailer?
I think both. I think we'll get a trailer featuring a teaser and then
yeah, we're getting Laura. Teaser, we know that. Yeah. I mean, that's happening.
Fox X-Men marketing department just.
Yeah, thank you, studio audience. They deserve that applause. They really do.
That's like nicely done. It's a kind of a deep cut.
Yeah, it's super deep cut. Yeah. And I love it. I really hope that that's true. But yeah, like, that's so smart. And like, comicbook.com, good on you for seeing that and pointing it out.
5 days.
Mm-hmm. 5 days, I know. Maybe by next Tuesday we'll have...
Well, no matter what, by next Tuesday, the 23rd will have passed.
Well, oh, will it have? Yeah, you're right.
That's how that'll be math Sunday. Works. 5 days and then 7 days a week.
Coin stop farting.
Gamer girl, we don't know where Thanos' body is.
Yeah, it disappeared. Like it's in
seriously,
ether.
It's gone.
Yeah. He's looking for the emerald stones. Yeah, there's the word I was looking for.
He's on top of Doctor Strange.
Clearly, Misty Knight, Doctor Strange, and Deadpool went on an adventure and murdered Thanos. Yeah, I don't know why that's so hard to understand.
That's how it happens. So we're going to move on from Logan, and we have some storyboards that were revealed, but I mean, it's the storyboards are basically Wolverine jumping through a car window with his claws out, which is cool. So,
PJ Jones, yes, Old Man Logan, the original was written by Mark Millar. The current ongoing is Bendis. That's the distinction.
Alan Kissler would correct you and say that it's pronounced Miller.
Is it?
Yeah.
Always look like Millar.
He corrects me every single, it looks like Millar,
right.
But it's Miller. He's like, no, that's the way, it's the British pronunciation of the A. Like, I don't understand it, but
Mark Miller wrote
if there's
it.
One person that
would know,
I would trust, it would be Alan Kissler. So, Alan Kissler, if you're listening to the show, I corrected Koi for you. Don't be
in your honor.
Yeah, in your honor. Don't get mad at me for now. Legion just today released a new trailer. The trailer looks awesome, and it's only 30 seconds. I'm so excited for this show. I'm done now. I think we're fine.
Okay.
Unless Doom, you're just like, I really want to play the Legion trailer. Please do.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Do we want to show it? Do you guys want to show it?
Vamp about it for a minute.
Well I'm going to vamp the hell out of it.
Okay.
It looks really, really good. What's the actor's name who's playing it? David Haller. I can't remember. Looks great. You see Aubrey Plaza in there, and she looks insane. And the powers that they show are like, they're so multifaceted. You're just like, what? Like, it's very Legion. It's like, what is he doing? What can he do? Like, it's creepy and it's weird and it's out there. But
which one of him are you talking
about? Yeah, exactly. but the big news that came. Okay, so here we go. Are we doing it? You showing it?
Or is that an ad?
Well, I mean, it is a trailer, so it is an ad.
By him.
And apologies to all of you iPod, iPod, right?
It's the, yep, it's iPod,
the iPod back in 2004. Podcast listeners, we're watching the video, but you should be able to hear the sound and everything, and then go home and watch it for yourself. So, are you ready to show it, Doom?
Here we go. Legion.
I know what I am.
What's that?
So is he crazy?
He believes he's mentally ill. Maybe the most powerful mutant we've ever encountered.
They're coming and they're gonna kill you.
I have to know. Is this real?
Oh, I like that trailer so much more than the last one.
Okay, so boom.
Thanks,
February. We haven't had release date news. It's just been 2017.
Oh,
now we know February. Now we know it's what, like 6 months away?
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
That's like 4 months, man.
And is then it plus, four? I don't know.
And then plus that's good because, you know, we have Iron Fist and Logan in March, so why not have this in February?
Yeah, right? Like, Oh, Marvel TV is really, really killing it.
Dan Stevens is the gentleman playing
Thank
Legion.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, live chat. Live chat for the win.
We just have so many names, it's hard to keep track.
Yeah, really.
Oh.
But that trailer I had not seen, and wow. Yeah, the powers look incredible.
It just came out this morning. That's so amazing. Like, you were probably driving here when it came out. Fair so.
It's yeah, that looks like Legion. Like, I'm not as big on that last line, the button didn't, but the rest looks real good.
Yeah, real, real good. Yeah. So
let's... Powers, mutants, I'm on board.
On board,
and
yeah.
FX, man. Like, who would have thought that network would be like, you know, a lot of my favorite shows are on this FX network.
Yeah.
Like, I just, that was never... Yeah. Thank you, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, for revitalizing a network almost single-handedly.
Oh, by the way, did you see Charlie Day's, commencement speech?
No.
Like, it was... I don't know when it first came out. It's I only watched, about a two-minute clip of it, but it's making the rounds on social media. It's great.
He seems brilliant.
It's great. Like, it's basically saying, hey, you know what? Don't do what you love. Do what's going to make you great. And sometimes doing what makes you great requires you to do stuff that you don't love. He's like, everything that I do, I don't necessarily love. But it's all towards making me great. That's the barometer you should use.
Interesting.
And I was like, Charlie Day. Yeah.
He apparently doesn't like kitten socks is the problem. His life's a lie.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, Atlanta on FX, if you're not watching it.
Haven't seen it.
Oh, yes.
I want to see it. I want to see it so bad.
Paperboy.
Best show on TV.
2017 may be the most ridiculous Marvel year to date. I'm looking at the schedule. That means we have Legion in February, Logan in March, Iron Fist in March, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 in May, Spider-Man Homecoming in July, The Defenders sometime probably in the fall, Thor Ragnarok in November. So between Doctor Strange's release and the Thor release, that is all of the programming that you're going to get from Marvel.
Well, and let's not forget a possible season 5 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or a brand new show to take its place.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
right.
So probably
that
8.
Won't be Damage Control.
Yeah,
that's so much happy,
dude. Well so, done.
So
well
much
done,
happy,
sir.
That's
happy,
just like
happy.
Yeah, 12 months, 7 properties minimum. Like, and some of them are going to be like 13 hours of just like,
yeah,
okay.
Oh God.
Man.
All right. Well, speaking of some of those 13 hours,
how I feel about
Punisher. And let's. By the way, Punisher filming now means we're probably going to get it next year.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Because it's filming before Defenders.
So 8 properties.
9.
Oh yeah, including a ABC show.
Depending.
Great
Scott. Hopefully next year and not 2018.
Yeah. They have confirmed Punisher for after Defenders, though.
Even though they're filming it now, that makes no sense, Doom.
Well, maybe Defenders will be earlier in the fall then, and then a winter release of Punisher.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. All I know is they're filming Punisher now, and it seems weird to sit on that for so long. Yeah,
yeah.
So
it's not like we need a lot of special effects.
Well, and
they can't dump it all in our lap at one time.
That is
so,
true.
You know, they got to space it out.
That is true.
I never said that. Dump everything in my lap you want, world.
So speaking of all that, Punisher, we've got some set picks coming out now. Some of them show Frank Castle, played by John Bernthal, expertly, I might add, saving a life and then chilling and eating a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also show him apparently homeless or undercover and speaking with Deborah Ann Woll's character, Karen Page. Doom, we have those, right? I sent those in, correct? Let's see him saving. Well, I just want to point out to all of you that we're talking about a man eating a sandwich. Like, this is literally like we're looking at a picture a man eating a sandwich, and we're like, yeah, that's a dude eating a sandwich.
You know what, that man?
That
is vengeance in his heart and baloney in his mouth,
and a very lovely beard.
I want to know why.
It's very groomed, a lovely
the
beard.
The mysterious beard
could have easily just been him at craft services.
It could be, but
that sandwich could be the most important part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I think we found the time gem, guys.
Yeah,
not Doctor Strange.
No, no.
It's in that sandwich.
That's the
there
soul stone, right?
Oh,
there.
Oh, there it is.
That's some
that's
soul.
The soul
that's
a sandwich. That's
from Cantor's.
But he's also there's a picture of him saving a guy. They look like they're probably construction workers, and it looks like maybe they're fighting, but it looks like that guy was about to fall, and Castle's like,
he's like helping him up so he can also eat a sandwich on the wall.
Or it could also
sir,
be.
Sir, would you like to join my perch of sandwiches? Why, yes. Come join
sandwich perch.
Did you know I kill people for a living? Oh, that is crazy.
Not for
but
a living.
Only,
he doesn't
only
get paid
those
for
that
it.
Vex me.
That's true.
the vexed Punisher. And by the way, we should point out that every single one of these pictures comes from Just Jared. And there's a lot more. I just chose like 2 from each set. Please go look at all of them. Because they're great. Anyway, and here he is, like, hiding out under a blanket speaking with Deborah Ann Woll as Karen Page. So
to the live chat, everyone's theorizing how many episodes the show will be. I can't imagine it'd be anything but 13.
Yeah.
Because that'd be a strange thing for them to suddenly change.
Yeah.
So we're assuming 13.
Yeah. That's, I think, a safe assumption.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
They could go Stranger Things route and give them 8 episodes if they thought a shorter story might be more impactful.
I don't feel like I feel like it would throw off the tone of how the Netflix has gone so far. I think it would be jarring to be like, oh, and here's a half season
well,
for
Defenders
you.
Well, right? Yeah. Defenders is 10.
Touche.
So, I mean, that's more storyline, more characters, and less episodes.
Yeah.
So.
Budget. I mean, that's going to cost so much to have those 4 actors and all the special effects. Like,
so to make it happen,
like,
they have to trim
10.
Off 3
let's
episodes.
Save 3 episodes and not blow stuff up.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. So let's move on to Nebula, because again, we gotta go. We gotta move.
All the things.
Tracking.
Nebula. James Gunn said he is interested in making a solo Nebula film. So there was some Twitter Q&A over the week, and he said, I have a few favorites myself, but I agree that Nebula should lead her own film. It's something I've thought about from the very beginning. So, nice. I will admit, I kind of don't care anything about Nebula.
Really?
And not a bad way. She just like didn't grab my attention. Mm. I am interested in the Nebula Gamora story, like that family relationship, how they interact with Thanos, where both of them are from, like that backstory, the sisterly backstory, that conflict, everything else. I'm interested in, but Nebula by herself, okay. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
No offense to anybody who shares a different opinion. Just mine.
James Gunn says like, hey. I'm a film John Bernthal eating a sandwich, and I'm like, here's some money to watch that. So
yeah.
I'm gonna watch it.
Dude, I don't disagree with you. I'll still go watch it. I'll probably watch it twice. But like, just like hearing about it, like, but yeah, I totally agree. If James Gunn were to say, I'm going to make a film about a cosmic sandwich, I would be like, yes, okay, I'll watch that.
Is Cosmo there? Then let's make have the dog. Yeah, so I just.
And it'll be served at the end of the galaxy.
Exactly.
Or is it the other end of the diner at the end of
the
universe?
At the end of the universe, yeah. Something like that. Yeah, I'm blanking on everything.
Douglas Adams,
thank you.
Yeah.
All right, well, do you get.
Karen Gillan and more things, and James Gunn making all the things.
Yeah, no, I love the portrayal. I love the actress, and I think it's all good, but like the story in Guardians didn't grab me enough. But. Here's what I will say about this. If he's saying that, and we know that she's playing like a guardian in the upcoming film, then we can probably expect some really awesome stuff from Nebula.
There's probably a lot more Nebula in this one that warrants an arc of her own.
Yeah, but I would prefer to see like a Rocket Groot than a Nebula.
I still want my Scarlett Johansson Black Widow movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, everyone is like, why is that not a thing? We're all like, oh.
I mean, they could have her and Hawkeye together if they want to.
Oh,
I mean,
God,
they could do that. I mean, I'm on board. But like with Nebula, I mean, with her, I guess you would have to bring in the Infinity Gauntlet and Thanos to really make it
that.
Be.
That would be cool.
I mean, because she wrests it from him and she's like, I'm changing everything. Oh, wait, I forgot. I'm, I changed everything back to how it was. So now I'm mortally wounded again. You know, that kind of thing.
So smart. I love that series.
I like how fallible she is.
Yeah.
So there's that. I don't know about a solo movie, but they'd have my money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
By the power of branding.
All right, well, speaking of the cosmic, let's move over to Thor Ragnarok, where some very interesting quotes were made this week regarding that film. The film's director, Taika Waititi, was quoted, I think he did a Reddit, if I'm not mistaken, and he told fans there that Thor Ragnarok will be one of the most adventurous and most out there of all the Marvel movies. It's a crazy movie. And I don't have the exact quote, but didn't he say something about it has nothing to do with the rest?
Like, he doesn't know what happens in Infinity War. He said that like he's like removed from it because he doesn't want to know, and that means that Thor is just like it doesn't
just
tie.
Like doing his own random
because it can't like if he doesn't
nonsense.
know where his character needs to end before Infinity War, that means that it's totally separate. So that's fascinating because that means that like we've been building towards this one universe, this one like through line of story through all the movies. And they've always had this like amazing connection, and then now they're like, but Thor 1 and 2, let's let them go crazy and over there. And that's, I mean, I think it'll help the universe overall to have something that doesn't have to tie in.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, because when it first started, they were their separate movies, and then here's Nick Fury saying, hey, guess what? No, this is one whole long thing.
Yeah, and then Iron Man 2 was like, what if a whole movie sets up the rest of the universe and barely is its own movie?
Yeah.
Like, that's the problem. Like, Iron Man 2 had so many good points, but so many bad points were based around the idea that were like, world building! Like, it was just...
I mean, that was the biggest problem with Age of Ultron.
Exposition. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just too much world building, not enough world.
It was like, just show us the movie. Right. Like, let the rest of the world exist on its own, and like, maybe we'll see a pocket of it here and there, but don't shoe jam
so
it
Thor sounds like the opposite of that. So I want a full...
Which I'm excited about.
Full tilt boogie Hunter S. Thompson
and
movie.
And especially after seeing Helmsworth and Ghostbusters, it's like, oh my God, you're going to be so good.
So funny in that movie. For all the flaws that that movie had, like, Hemsworth was absolutely
not one of them.
So good in that role. Just like so funny. I mean, and all the girls were really funny, but like...
Kate McKinnon needs to be
she's a national treasure.
She needs to be in most things.
She is a treasure.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Her Hillary Clinton impressions on SNL are killing it.
I saw Mastermind and I was just like, more Kate McKinnon in this movie. Like, I don't need Zach Galifianakis. I just need Kate McKinnon telling me how the world works.
I'm a big fan of Leslie Jones. She's just
she's so funny.
She's so good. She has so much energy for so many things.
Oh.
Like, commentator for the Olympics and Masterminds. I'm just like,
I think Kate McKinnon
God.
Squirrel Girl is as exciting as Anna Kendrick Squirrel Girl. And I'm
gonna say, that's up there with Barb from Stranger Things Squirrel Girl. Like,
I think Kate McKinnon Squirrel Girl. Yeah.
No, I want one too. I want a Kate McKinnon.
I mean, I think that's my new blood train is Kate McKinnon Squirrel Girl.
Your new blood train.
My new blood train.
Before
you joined the show, Emily Blunt was rumored for Captain Marvel, and I was opted on the Blunt train.
I heard Blood Train, so then I was thinking of like
that's
Blood Train.
That's what I heard too. You're not alone, Mark.
Okay, thank you.
That's Midnight Suns. Blood Train.
Blood Train. So, I'm like, all right.
But Thor Ragnarok, like from sadly, you guys weren't at the Marvel panel at Comic-Con, but like. Just seeing what I saw there and hearing what he's saying here, I'm just like, yeah, no, that's gonna be wacky, like WAF, like wacky as freak.
PG-13 show, folks.
Yeah. But yeah, I just can't wait. That was Coy in the microphone again. You gotta get your butt away from the microphone, bro.
It's an art.
You're like a contortionist, Coy.
Oh man, we are a dumb show. Oh, so juvenile, farting into the microphone. All right, let's move on very quickly. Doctor Strange, not really any big news, but there was a just a couple of quick things. There was a little featurette that they threw out. I'm not going to say exactly what happened in it because I don't want to spoil anything. Okay. I didn't want to watch this, but I absolutely had to. Just get it up. Sorry, Doom was writing me and it completely threw me off my thing.
You just skibbity bopped yourself.
I just skibbity bopped.
You really did.
Like, moving on. Screw right. Doctor Strange. So there was a little featurette about some of the artifacts that they show, and I'm not going to say all of them, but they did have a very, they had a very, very brief showing of Tina Minoru, who we've now learned is actually played by actress Linda Louise Duan, and that was actually announced like almost a year ago, but no one, like it was under the radar. I was like, all right, yeah, whatever. But now it's like kind of becoming a big thing, especially with this featurette that shows her holding the Staff of One in front of her. And I took a screenshot of it, and it's just so cool. Hopefully we can get it. That's a fan casting. That's for Marvel. The Marvelites later. It's a picture of a lady holding a staff, and there's a big circle in front of her face. There we go. Right.
Cool.
Very
like,
cool.
So like, oh, okay. So
kind of reminds me of Stargate.
A little bit. Yeah. she flies through that portal into ancient Egypt.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
So Dan at Hoot_86 asked, who is that? I don't know all of the Doctor Strange characters. Tina Minoru actually isn't much of a Doctor Strange character. She's more of a Runaways character because she is the mother to Nico Minoru, who is on that team, which means that this... character goes on to become evil at some point because the Runaways are actually all like they all turn against their parents when they discover that their parents are all like actual bad guys. So the Staff of One is one of the more powerful like sort of like magical artifacts in the Marvel universe. So anyway, nothing big. Oh, also I went and saw the Doctor Strange thing at DCA and it's amazing. It's basically like the VIP experience, but like they show like an actual whole scene.
Ooh.
Like the whole Everest scene, they show that whole
that's
thing.
Awesome.
Nice.
So dude, that movie's so soon. Like, I know me as a casual, like, oh, that looks great. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to freak out. And, like, knowing that you've, like,
I just
20 years in your head, plus, like, the fact that it's in 3 weeks.
Dude, again, I'm going to have to go with you, please, just for the simple fact that I want you to stand up and be like, oh, my God.
Oh, they're probably, like, I'm almost excited for, because Brittany, like, we go, like, we're a couple. We go and see almost every single movie together. Mm-hmm. But, like, she's excited just to see me, and I'm almost terrified for her.
I'm so excited because it's something that is so abstract to the average viewer and so not to you.
Yeah.
That I want to know what it's like. Like, there's two ways to watch Doctor Strange. There's watching it with Matt, and there's watching Doctor Strange. Like, it's almost like a Mystery Science 3000, just energy level. Just like, I'm astral plane.
I just, like...
It's amazing. It's in 3 weeks, dude.
Like, no, dude, I know.
You getting married right after is the smartest thing ever because there's no cold feet because you can just go into, like, after Doctor Strange, like, there's no bar higher. Like, it's just like, oh, and I've loved this girl forever and now I'm getting married. Like, there's no worry because you're like, oh, Doctor Strange just saved my life and now I can follow that up with the greatest day of my life.
There you go.
Yeah, it's so funny because, like, both of those things, like, the wedding and getting married and Doctor Strange are all, like, right, like, giant, like, it's a life event for me, like, Doctor Strange and then, like, the wedding and then the honeymoon in Japan. Just like,
I always make my birthday amazing. Like a week and a half because I'm a narcissist, like, egoist, and
birthday week
it's a bit it's a whole thing a month when I can stretch here. Which is like 12th of the year and it's cycle back, so but the thing with, like, Doctor Strange and your wedding just being like a 1-2 punch is just like, Japan's gonna feel like an actual vacation because your heart rate's gonna be so high for the week before.
Oh,
and then
you
can see Doctor Strange in Japan
too. I know.
Oh, yeah. That's a thing.
That's a possible thing.
So I'm real excited for you, is what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Did you guys see the...
there we go.
Thank you for hiding us from the supernova glory that is your face, Daryl.
But the most ridiculous General Hospital moment this week?
Yes,
I thought we would take a look at it. Love it.
Please do. Just let's do.
Beautiful.
I love that y'all watch General Hospital.
Oh, we don't, but this was tweeted at me.
Yeah, I don't know this.
All I know is I miss you. I miss us.
Well, you know, Doctor Strange is about to hit theaters pretty soon.
What?
You may be surprised to hear this, but if I can't see that movie with you, I won't see it. Won't be the same.
Apparently he's a giant Doctor Strange fan.
I don't want to pressure you. It's just...
Oh, my God.
How I feel.
Oh, but wait. Okay, we don't need to watch this, right? Whatever that is. I want to do it, but I am now going to do, like, a web series. Like, I've decided I'm going to get with a couple friends and we're going to make a web series where we just have romance about, like, movies that are, like... I'm excited for Doctor Strange. It'll be, like, kind of romantic for Brittany and me because it's my thing. But General Hospital, like, come on. That's, thank you, dude. Hey.
If I can't see it without you, I won't see it. Doctor Strange.
Like, what was that?
And General Hospital, we should point out, is on ABC, so it makes total sense that they're plugging it across all their platforms.
And his suave AF walk away.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Later, lady. My friend Jesse McKeel actually shared that. He's over at Nerdist. He shared that on my page.
Is that how I got discovered?
Well, that's how I saw it.
Jesse,
you
got some explaining to do, man. Why are you watching General Hospital?
Oh, Jesse McKeel. I love that man. All right. So before we move on, we have a brand new sponsor. We're all super excited about this sponsor.
Yes.
My mom. No, I'm just kidding. Movement watches, all the vowels taken out and no N. MVMT, but as we all call it Movement. They're great watches. I love, like, I brought in my packaging because I just, like, when I saw it and I saw it online, ordered it, and was like, that's a pretty watch. And then I got it like this, and I was like, oh, it's a cool box. And then I was like, oh my God, like this red
another cool box.
And it's got, like, this red emboss on it. But then, like, look at this watch. It's just all black.
Gorgeous.
And I got mine with the red in it because of Marvel and the Cloak of Levitation and everything. I was like, this is what I want. But yeah, look at this. Where are you?
I'm gonna give it a single.
You're gonna show off your
Will it adjust? Or is it just gonna be
This is trickier than it looks.
He might just have to back here. Eventually, the video, the chat will catch up, and we'll be able to tell.
See how well it worked. Yeah.
It was out of focus.
It was totally out of focus. And me, I don't wear watches. Mm-hmm. Like, you will not see me wear a watch, but I love this watch.
I know, and it's super thin and everything. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, the all black, the Boulevard Melrose. Yeah. And it's like an assassin. It's sleek and it goes with everything.
Oh my God. It's such a thin watch. It's like a legitimately good watch. Like,
I like my watches like I like my beers, black and tan. And I got this beautiful MVMT watch. Now, what's funny is there's a blurry watch. There is. I tried so hard for so long, it just didn't work.
It kind of looks like you were punching me in the face.
It looks like someone else's arm. Like, it looks like I don't know how to be a person. Like, I'm just like, I found this arm with a great watch. So what's funny about the MVMT watch sponsor for me is that I listen to the Joe Rogan podcast and the Bill Burr podcast, and they both are sponsored by MVMT as well.
Oh, are they?
And that's cool. I was like, you know, I haven't bought myself a watch in some time, so... Mere weeks ago, I got myself an MVMT watch completely independent of them becoming a sponsor for me for my own birthday present, like there a gift to me.
Yeah.
And then the flattery of them joining our team after I had already done it and then me enjoying it so much made it like so much cooler.
Yeah.
Like my birthday was a month ago and I had just gotten this watch and then they're like, hey, by the way. And I was like, I would like another one of those things. So I haven't gotten the one from them yet. So I'm wearing the one that I got for me and I'll wear both next week. And, I love it. It's been...
And by your powers combined, you'll be able to turn into, like, a tiger and a puddle of water.
Well, I can wear, like, my East Coast time and my West Coast time and then just confuse the world and myself. Like, when is it?
You're like, it's 10:23. No, wait, no, it's not.
But they're easy to set. They're sleek. They're waterproof. And the cool thing about this company is they don't charge the insane, like, overages of, like, a department store. Like, you go to a department store and it's like... That should be $100. And they're like, how about $6? And you're like, that doesn't make sense. These watches are all like $600, like look caliber quality without the $600 price tag.
Well, it's really great. I've gotten compliments on it already. I'm like, yeah, thanks.
Thanks. It's just, what, this whole thing? It's just a movement watch.
Even Doom is getting in on it. The gunmetal watch perfectly matches my mask.
Oh, Doom, you're the best.
I'm just going to point out 2016 that we just had a shot of a man. Doom himself wearing a watch in a Ghost Rider shirt, and all of that somehow canon. And
yeah, it all makes sense. Yeah,
it all does.
But going back to what you were saying about the price, like the movement watches are like they start at like $90 or $95 or something like that. Like that's their like
this was $95.
Yeah, that's like crazy for like a watch of this caliber. Like that's like you're like a $400 watch.
Big fan.
$1,000, but we're getting it for like. A 90% markdown.
Yeah, so. It's incredible. Yeah. And they deliver it to your door. And I mean, I'm probably saying all the bullet points because that's like just how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are good things. Thank you guys, like sincerely.
Well, so we do have copy, by the way. And I do want to say like something that I actually found very interesting. Movement, it was started by two broke guys in college.
I respect that as a single broke guy out of college.
But like, how cool is that? Like they wanted stylish watches, they couldn't afford them. They're like, well, screw it. We're going to start our own thing. Like, screw you guys. We're going to do it ourselves. Like, way to go, millennials. As a Generation Xer, I respect you. I think that's really cool. So, but let me give you guys the good news about them sponsoring our show is that you, the watchers, the viewers, the listeners to the podcast, get 15% off today.
What?
If you go to with free shipping and free returns, if you get it and you're like, actually, this doesn't work, I'm going to return this. You go to movementwatches.com. So, but it's not movement, it's MVMTwatches.com/Marvel. And you get it.
Now, I'm no mathematician, but $95 minus 15% is something like $14 off, which puts us around $81, which is like two meals in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
That's actually true.
Yeah.
And I'll put some pictures up on Instagram. I have some ideas for the three of us to take pictures with our watches. So I'll do that on my Instagram.
All right. So anyway, done with the plug-in, but excited for the watches.
We don't do it often, so when we do, our zeal is real. Like, I don't, for real.
Like, it's like, wait, we get to have these awesome watches and talk about it? Oh yeah, let's do it.
I don't product place unless I care.
Yeah. And if someone ends up getting the Boulevard Hermosa, which was my second choice, which was like a rose gold finish and white inside. Tag me on the Instagram with that because I want to be jealous.
Let me know what I'm missing.
Yeah.
Let's move
on. I'm more supervillain than superhero, though.
Yeah, I love, like, red is not my color, but I love having red because I feel like I'm part of the Marvel.
That's cool. I like it.
Yeah. And, like I see the red, I'm like, Cloak of Levitation. No, God, don't blow it away. No.
I was wondering how we'd make a watch nerdy, and there it is. A little Cloak of Levitation arm.
Let's move to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. with Doom. It's Doom's 2 minutes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. talk. Go!
Oh, boy. all right, so last week's episode was a lot of fun. We learned that you can, in the Marvel Universe, you can be scared to death by ghosts.
Yeah.
And we learned the science behind that. May is okay. but the biggest thing that I wanted to talk about was the thing that I found, like, truly fascinating about last week is that they changed something from Robbie Reyes's comic book origins, and that is that Gabe, his younger brother, is not mentally handicapped in this universe. And it was a fascinating change because it was such an interesting part of the dynamic between the two characters in the books, but it made him, like, intelligently, like, send Daisy away. Like, he wasn't dealing with her. He's protecting his older brother just as much as
the older
Ghost
brother's
Rider
protecting
is protecting him,
yeah.
Which made it fascinating in a way, even as it was different. Tonight, like, little preview, I'm so excited.
I love hearing your giddy voice. I'm so excited.
The first thing I did when they announced this was, like, I posted a poll, like a joking like poll, like, oh, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., who would win in a race? Ghost Rider's Hellcharger or Coulson's Lola? And they're doing that tonight on the show.
Yeah, I am pretty excited for that, actually.
They released a little preview of it. It looks amazing. It's just so silly and stupid but beautiful, which is what I want from this show.
Stupid but beautiful.
Stupid but beautiful. Perfectly said.
And the team will be talking about it tonight on AfterBuzz TV, so tune in for more. I might be missing. I might be on a field assignment. But check out Kevin Undergaro, our executive producer, Kevin Undergaro. Check out the Tomorrow Show on Thursday. You'll understand then why I'm missing.
Okay.
Teaser.
Okay. Super, super, super vague, but that's not bad.
And a little bit foreboding.
Ooh. All right, so we've got to move on real fast. Thank you, Doom, for your Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. 2 minutes. Maybe three. I don't know. I wasn't actually timing it. Spider-Man sequel is already in the talks, according to Tom Holland.
What a crazy idea. I really thought they should stop at one with the biggest superhero in the world.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. I was like, well, that's not news. but I thought it would be fun to talk about.
I'm not
first mad. First of all, this quote comes from Women's Wear Daily. I have no idea, like, what Women's Wear is, like, doing reporting on Spider-Man.
It's important every day.
It doesn't seem like the two things go hand in hand, but good on them. I'm excited that they got this quote, and I'm excited that they're talking about it, and, you know, like, women also like Spider-Man. Like,
it's not a gender-specific thing.
Yeah, it just seems strange that, like, hey, we know what you wear. Also, Spider-Man.
We found Tom Holland on the street, and we thought we should ask him about Spider-Man.
So, anyway, his quote is, my next project I can't tell you about, but we've just finished Spider-Man, and we're talking about the second one and who the villain is going to be and where we're going. So here's why I'm bringing this up. Who's the villain in the second movie? Who do we want? We've talked about it before, but let's just make the claim. Who do we want? I know I'm putting you on the spot. We didn't talk about this before the show.
I want a legacy villain introduced in the first film that becomes a problem in the second. I want the structure of 3 to 6 to 8 films to feel more serialized in a specific universe, and thus I would like it to be like, if Osborn is mentioned in the first Osborn, or if Kingpin or a crime family, I'd like seeds planted in the first one that flesh themselves out in the second one. That way it feels like a built-in universe. That's what I want. So however the first one goes, I want that tie-in. I really want symbiotes. I just think the second movie's too early.
Yeah, I think the third movie should be the symbiotes. like Spider Island kind of thing.
I went Kraven.
Oh my God, that's a great choice.
So,
that's a great choice.
I want him for the second one.
But
and will there be a third?
Because we could.
Spider-Man maybe makes a third movie. I think maybe he goes for. I mean, he signed on for what, 9 and six Spider-Man.
Yeah. But so, I mean, maybe even do it in a way where he's not a supervillain right off, but he becomes it during.
Kraven, you mean?
They could do that.
If I mean, they like wanted, they did with the Ultimate run, where exactly. Like, yeah.
So I mean, that's a possibility.
Think of Ultimate Man, Jerry Butler, all day.
Oh my God!
Like Jerry Butler as Kraven is like as Ultimate Kraven, like the washed up reality star.
Oh my God! Yes.
They could easily.
I want that in my life. Opening all second day. Movie, if he's not even the big villain, just a washed up Kraven, just like not able to capture Spider Man as played by Jerry Butler is my jam.
Oh man!
That's I'd love to see that.
Yeah,
here's some money.
That would fit in a John Hughes type world.
Yeah, and so
if they continue,
if they go that way, yeah. I really. I mean, they're doing so many movies. I really want them to give the time and credit to build up some of the bigger villains, and they I think they are, but I think introducing, like, it'd be crazy, but can you imagine them introducing John Jameson as, you know, Jonah's son John, and then him going to the moon and then getting that symbiote, coming back in the third movie, get some Venom action, have Venom in the third one, and then in the fourth one you have Carnage.
No,
you have
to dance team scenes up and you have to save no them. Dance scenes,
zero dance scenes, you have an entire Black Spider-Man
yeah
movie.
Yeah, you don't have emo Spider-Man. Yeah.
You got, I mean, with six movies, you can actually tell these stories that are worth telling long form.
Yeah.
And if it does as well as it inevitably will, you'll have the budget for it.
Yeah.
And then Carnage.
I mean, that's my dream since birth. I think I was born and was like, you know, I'd like Carnage in a movie. They're like, why are you talking?
And then they kicked you out of the hospital. They're like, literally, he's a demon.
I'll talk about this for a living.
So here's what I would love to see. Mysterio with all the like crazy wacky stuff they're doing with Doctor Strange, all the visuals they're doing, like I would love to see them try to do that with Spider-Man, and Spider-Man like, I don't know what's going on, just like going like, I'm just a kid in my junior year of high school, what is going on?
I'd love that. And they could, and they could really go there. I always thought it'd be fun if Bruce Campbell played Mysterio, because it would make that.
He could totally
in the old Sam Raimi ones, it'd be cool if like he Easter egged himself into a villain role.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I always thought that'd be amazing if like we warmed up to a full Bruce Campbell Mysterio.
Now, while we're on the subject of Spider-Man, I just want to throw this out. Like a month ago, I want to say, maybe even more. The kid from Stranger Things, Caleb McLaughlin.
Which one was he?
He was the African American kid who never saw his parents. Lucas, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, he didn't have a family.
Yeah, he like never like SNL did the greatest like
he was
it was
just
such
on
a funny sketch.
Always like yeah,
I'm
like, bro, home,
go home, you have a family.
We're worried about you.
But he was at the Marvel offices a few weeks ago.
I saw
ago.
That.
And I tweeted it. I was like, oh my God, Miles Morales all day. Like, can you guys imagine him as Miles Morales?
Give me Tom Holland first.
No, I know, but I'm so excited for this.
Every year, there's this Miles Morales thing. I'm like, I want that so bad, but give me time with Tom.
Sure,
kill
my
boy.
Oh, man.
I need him.
All right, we've got to wrap so fast. All right, Infinity War and Avengers, Kevin Feige, talk about Infinity War. Here's the quote. I'm just going to run through it. It's kind of a long one, so I'm just going to go through it. There's a reason we have publicly called the first one Infinity War and the second one Untitled, because the movies we were developing were not... Certainly there's a connection there are with all of our movies, but it's not a first part and a second part. It's a whole movie and a whole story, and then a whole movie and a whole story. That's all I can say. It's certainly inspired by everything that has come before and everything that is hinted at before. So I feel like we're never going to hear the second movie title until Infinity Wars come out. I feel like there's something in Infinity, and I'm totally okay with that.
To reveal the title. I want post credits when the credits roll up, instead of saying like Spider-Man will return. I want the title revealed as the credits roll.
Oh my God, that would be
right.
I don't want to know. I want
to just speculate, because there's so much that it could be. So it's like, I don't want to know. Especially not right now, when we still have this full year of everything.
Because it could be Young Avengers, it could be New Avengers, it could be Mighty Avengers, it could be... There's so many different teams it could spin off from. It could be a team up with the Defenders and the Avengers, and that'd be hard to say. It's like there's so many things it could be. It's
Offenders versus the Defenders.
Yeah, they're like, a lot of Earths are dealing with each other. There's just so many things it could be, and I want to be surprised. Because the only move Marvel's ever made that bothered me, ever, was when they announced their slate for the next, like, 7 years. And I was like,
But I would be happy if I found out someone along instead of just knowing, right? Like, I was just like a little kid, like, but now I know the next 6 years are happy. And I want to like, fucking hone in. Like, I want to be surprised because mm-hmm. the more we reveal through paparazzi and the more we reveal through these leaks, the less stimuli we get out of it. Like, the less dopamine we get released because it's not novelty anymore. So by the time the movie comes out, we've ruined so much of it. We've over-theorized. We've wasted the hype. And our society is so ADD about, like, knowing things that, like, at this point we have to have a movie come out every 6 months, otherwise we get bored, and that will mm-hmm. cause the bubble to blow. So our lack of attention and our lack of ability to be patient is ruining the hope for these things to be a mystery. Yeah. So please don't tell us.
And then we pick it apart because we're super fans, and then that's when that's why we don't get to have nice things in it.
Right.
And Doctor Strange opens in Europe like a week before it opens here. Yeah. So it's like, I don't want to know because I don't want to do that to myself and to, like, on the internet and be like, well, I think it should be this way. You know?
I know I'll do that. I know as soon as I know anything, I'm like, how can I make, like, I dissect so
thoroughly.
How
will this be better in my head?
Yeah. Right. So I'd rather at least have that next wave of a little mystery. Personally.
All right, well, let's move on to this very next quote. He says, "We'll be intercutting a lot of stories in that movie, talking about Infinity War, and a lot of different locales, as it sort of is in the Avengers movies as well. Who is facing off against who? In this movie, it's going to be a fun mix-up of that. One of the things that's great about the Infinity Gauntlet, talking about the comic book, is everybody tried to go up against Thanos, whether they were godlike powers or not. Because that's what the Avengers do. That's the fun thing about those two movies that we're doing essentially at the same time is everybody's there. So it's like
everybody,
Guardians, Doctor Strange, Thor, Hulk, everybody. And it's like, so here's this giant cosmic threat. Here's every movie we've ever made.
That's why I don't want to know the fourth one, because we're literally, I know, a conclusion.
Right? Yeah.
It's a way to be like, and here's the end of the story we've built up for 15 years. What's next? Find out the right way.
Yeah.
It's kind of like having Marvel, Capcom, and Justice versus Thanos.
Yeah.
I want that. That's so cool.
Capcom. Disney is in the process of buying the rights to Capcom. It's like, Street Fighter is going to take down Thanos. Take it, Guile. Sonic Boom. Yeah.
Like, here comes Honda.
Honda taking out Thanos.
Although I've actually Disney characters show up, like Tarzan's there, the new Mulan's there. It's like,
man. It's like, here comes Jafar.
Disney IP versus Thanos. Yeah. All right, we've got
Ursula.
A super, like, I could do this all day. Okay. Super fun, but we've got to move on. Captain Marvel, here's our last topic, then we're going to answer some Twitter questions super fast. Captain Marvel, basically Kevin Feige calls her the most powerful character in the cinematic universe. Like, she can take it. She can take it on. Like, I personally disagree with Doctor Strange.
I was going to say, that sounds like a personal slight, but I don't know.
Here's the thing. Like, Doctor Strange could be like, you're banished to the dark dimension, and he could do it. And she'd be like, oh no. But I don't know. I think she's so powerful that she probably could not be maybe killed by Doctor Strange, or maybe she could counteract some of his spells.
Powerful is such a broad term.
It's a very broad
term.
But
I'm excited that Captain Marvel is the most powerful, like, categorically. Like, that's exciting for the scope of her movie, and exciting for the character, and exciting for, like, the fact that they're relying on a character a lot of people don't know enough that they're like, she's the strongest. Like, she'll beat Thor up. Like, I think it's really cool.
Yeah, that's the thing, I think, is that, like, I think he's basically saying, like, the entire Avengers team could team up against Captain Marvel and she could beat them.
Right.
Like, that's the way I take that. Like we have a Hulk. Well, now we have a Captain Marvel, you know, like, so, anyway,
we've got a Brie Larson.
Yeah, we've got a Brie Larson, but he does, like, there's a bigger quote. You can go look it up. It's through IGN, I think.
Thanks, Langley M. Neely. We've got a timer. I won't get fired for. He's like, don't get Marquia fired by going late, Matt.
Oh no, sorry. Oh my God, that's right. You had a run last week.
Mid-show, like, Matt is just talking about Doctor Strange, and it's great, but I have to leave. Like,
Sorry about that, everybody. But thank you for the compliments. I had a few people say that, like, I spoke about it really well, so thank you.
Yeah. What's your passion, dude?
Oh my God, I cannot. I just, like,
I've not seen a single TV spot. I've avoided. Yeah. I've only seen two. I've only seen the Cloak of Levitation one. I've only seen the one we played, but I've literally avoided everything else. And apparently, they're at like 20 because I saw Slash Film, they're like TV spot 20, and I was like, that is the movie.
I've seen a bunch of them. I try to avoid them
as best. Even when I'm like watching like Gotham on Hulu or something, they're like, here's Doctor Strange. I'm like, this doesn't belong because it's Marvel. I'm not looking. What are you doing? So. Anyway, let's do it on Marvelites real fast. We've got like 3 minutes left, I think. New Geek Haven at New Geek Haven said, could I get a birthday shout out on Tuesday? Today, my birthday was the 16th, and I love you guys. So 2 days ago, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
New Geek Haven.
New Geek Haven.
See him on Twitter all the time. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
So we've got a super quick question. I barely had time to pull Twitter questions, which is probably good because we've only got like 3 minutes. Michael Blade at Michael B. Writer says, hey, guys, love the show. Could we see a Night Nurse series or a movie? I think we're probably going to see a series before we're going to see a movie, but I don't think we're going to see either one. I think it's a possibility. Yeah. It would be great to see Rosario Dawson doing that. But
because she's amazing.
I don't even know what that series would be, except that like she's saving guys and
it'd be
girls.
Like damage control in the hospital. Marvel
basically
edition.
Doing what she's doing, but just like you don't have that superhero focus. So.
Yeah,
I'd watch an ER show set in the Marvel universe.
Look,
oh yeah, if no,
Marvel,
it'd be great. If Marvel, I mean, it's a medical procedural
it's like
set in superhero.
Rage. Yeah, everyone loves that stuff.
Superhero first.
Like if Marvel did it, I'll watch it. But like I don't know what that story is going to be, and I think Marvel would probably be like, "Well, aren't we going
to
do?"
I
like,
think we need a She Hulk first.
Oh my God,
if we're going procedural,
so
we go law procedural.
She must talk to the camera.
I think the issue with the Night Nurse series is that unlike like in the, let's say like the DC TV universe, like there's a lot more powered people running around who are issues. And like we have the Inhumans running around on S.H.I.E.L.D., but there just aren't enough powered people getting hurt in New York City right now.
Yeah, I agree. Like,
to like fuel a full season of television like that.
Yeah, I mean, the only maybe they could do, like, more villains, because she's like, I mean, she took the Hippocratic Oath. She's got to help everybody. She's not going to be like, oh, you're Stilt Man. No, I'm not going to help you. Like, but I do think it would be interesting, maybe, to see, like, her having to come to terms with healing villains as much as she's healing, like, Daredevil. But, again, I don't know how much of a series we could get out of that. It doesn't sound like it has much in in terms of legs, so... Yeah. Maybe a Night Nurse movie more than a series, like a Netflix original movie.
That's
but
cool. I wouldn't mind. I mean, if they were going to do something else that we haven't already heard of, I wouldn't mind Morlocks.
Oh,
have like
some
Morlock
yeah,
action.
Cool. That would be
you know,
cool.
Like have Mask who terrifies me.
Yeah.
It's like that would be really, really upsetting.
But Fox.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's going to be tricky. But Marvel and Fox Television are kind of getting, they're starting to seem like...
Minute confirms that.
Stop it! All right, we've got to move super fast. Colt Badeau from the Starjammer asks, chances Moon Knight shows up in The Punisher?
Medium.
Yeah. I would say Moon Knight's going to show up in Defenders or Daredevil Season 3 before he's going to show up in Punisher, personally.
I can see that.
Jessica Jones Season 2. My vote.
That's it.
Oh.
You're an idiot.
Corey confirmed Ben Foster seen on Defenders said Ben Foster said to play Moon Knight.
Stop
in
it.
My dreams.
Stop it. And finally, finally for me, Steve Abanto at X Stewie, T-E-W-Y, says, here's a Stranger fan cast of Clea. And he said, Winona Ryder, let's show that picture. Done. I'm sold.
Interesting.
I never thought about it. But yeah, I'm sold. I'm totally sold.
She can work it out.
Well, I think that looks a little bit more like Valkyrie in some ways, and it looks like maybe she's holding like the. Like
I love
did you say
like
Valkyrie?
Valkyrie?
So in my head, I heard Valkyrie. That's
sorry.
Just me.
I said it that way.
Winona for all the things.
But and like you see the leggings there, that's absolutely clear. Yeah. But like on the arms and kind of upper, it looks a little bit more.
You know who I'd
Valkyrie,
rather see?
But...
It's been bugging me this whole time.
Yeah, what's
you
know, up?
Yeah.
But thank you for that, Steve. By the way.
Stranger Things, when you said he was at Marvel, and I was like, I want Miles, but not now. And by the time he's old enough, I want Miles to be long enough that he'd be too old.
Sure.
Eli Bradley would be cool.
Who's Eli?
Patriot.
Would be great
if they
for
go
that.
Young
oh
Avengers.
My God.
Wow.
So we wrap up Avengers and we have that end-ish and then we go forward with the Patriot. We go Young Avengers and that's how the fourth movie is. We have the new team introduced.
That's cool.
The original Avengers come back by way of the stones and then we have all of them team up and that sets an universe standard.
Hmm.
Oh, that would be cool.
That's right.
That would be cool. We've got to start wrapping. Here's what I want to see from Avengers 4 as... introduction to the Fantastic Four. I want Fox and Marvel to have worked their stuff out by then and to get the Fantastic Four. That's what I would like.
I'd like to see that with the X-Men. It's not going to happen. But I'm
not going to happen with the X-Men. Fox has the X-Men. They're good. They're happy with what they're doing over there. They shouldn't be, but they are. And that's fine. They're making money. That's what a studio is supposed to be, a show business. But Fantastic Four.
I'd love that.
Like, Fox knows they don't know what they're doing.
There's a four right there in it, too.
Yeah. Avengers Fantastic Four. All right. We've got to start wrapping. Talk to me about what you guys are up to.
Yes. So this Saturday, I'm part of the Second City Diversity Festival that is happening with my group, Essence Improv. We are in the 7:30 hour. Tickets are, I believe it is $10. I'll put the link up on my Twitter. But if you're in the Hollywood area this Sunday at 7:30, come and see some really funny, classy black ladies doing some really great comedy.
Nice.
Yeah, we just had our Halloween show last Saturday, and it was ridiculous.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It was so fun. So that, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram, and I'll Instagram all the watches at Markeia McCarty, MarkeiaMccarty.
Nice. All right, I'll tell you what this song is in a second. Coy, what do you got?
I am doing the Rocky Horror Hipster Show next weekend, the 26th, 27th, 28th, in 3 clubs, and I am very, very proud of the show. It is one of the craziest things I've ever done. I play the narrator in Rocky Horror by way of Deadpool. He breaks the fourth wall. He is part of the crowd as much as he is part of the show. I am just, it's insane. And it's the last time we're ever doing it. It's our third and final year. It's 3 shows. It's free. And it's in LA. So if you're on this coast, come check it out. It's Full Tilt Crazy. And I also have potential exciting hosty news in the next like 3-4 months that I'll tell you about in the next 3-4 months. And find me on Twitter at Coy Jandro and on Instagram.
I got nothing, but I will
you're
say
you're getting married and you're seeing Doctor Strange.
Yeah, no, that's what I got going on. Going to Japan. Like, that's my focus right now. This song just released today on YouTube. Is the only place I've been able to find it thus far. Is the end credits for Doctor Strange.
Oh,
and it's kind of got that, like, it has a bit of that sort of like Eastern mysticism, but it's also got some Pink Floyd in there. Like, it's kind of the perfect marriage of
the West and the East.
Because, like,
Pink Floyd, psychedelic.
Like, yeah, like, and Pink Floyd, like, famously, like, has, like, Doctor Strange, I think, on one of their songs. He's certainly featured on one of their album covers. Like, so.
Yeah, that's cool. I like this.
Yeah, this is really good music.
Before we go, L Chance Ivy, I saw your thing. He said, "I just realized Coy should play Scarlet Spider, and that makes me real happy." So I wanted to give some live chat love.
Nice. Oh, I just started reading Clone Saga. I've never read the full run.
What?
I'm starting.
It's
at, like,
weird.
No,
man.
I know.
Starting at like number 150, like back in the day.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Strap in.
Yeah. No, I know.
Strap in for 8 writers that never talk to each other.
We got a wrap. Thank you for watching. Follow us on Twitter at Marvel News PTN or on Facebook, Marvel News Show. That's it. We'll see you next week. Scooby-Doo-Dee-Ba-Dee-Ba.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.
All right, hey. All right, good job, guys. Let's just not come in tomorrow. Let's just take a day.